Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing, John Mark?
I'm doing doing just grand. And this happened a few days ago, but we haven't talked since then. And this is the Cooper ISD, the school board, taking action having to do with school safety.
Oh, yes. They've gotten many layers of school safety right now, and right now they've initiated the Guardian Plan, where there will be volunteer staff members that will be carrying concealed guns.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to say volunteers.
They are volunteering. They have not been made mandatory, but it will not be revealed to the public who these individuals are.
Uh-huh. And is this at the Cooper Junior Senior High School only, or is it
all the campuses?
So there's just two, right?
Right.
So the elementary school and the junior
mm-hmm.
senior
yes.
high school. So it might be teachers, or it might be not teachers, but staff person.
Exactly. We're not going to be told.
Yeah.
So.
And they're going to go through
rigorous training, from what I'm told, and background checks and such.
What does that entail? Do you know the training?
I really don't know.
Is that state? Do you know if is that state mandated or state sanctioned, or you know?
I'm not really sure the entails of all the details, but I know that it is a very rigorous training program. So,
and this will start in the fall?
As far as I know, yes.
But you said it will be at both schools.
Right.
Yeah. Also, I was reading your story, and it said they have a new plan for entering the parking lot.
Yes, they're going to start a more video-monitored entrance to the school so they can keep track of who's coming and going because of the entrances. You know, there's more than one entrance to the campuses. So
now, again, is that the elementary school and the
correct
junior senior
yes.
high school? And there was what was the other thing? They have a system for how people get into the building.
Yes, obviously, and that's the same that's kind of always been. You have to show your ID. I mean, that's just part of entering a school now. You just have to show your ID.
Do they have to buzz in, or
you do have to buzz in, and that's always been there.
So you can't just open the
right
the door, because
right.
that's how it is in Commerce now. You know, you can't just walk
no.
in.
Yeah, most schools you can't anymore.
Yeah.
So
what's been the reaction to this around
it
town?
Has caused quite a stir. There's a lot of people that have offered help, in fact, so which was kind of surprising. But yeah, people are a little concerned about their students, you know, going to school and the safety of their students and the safety of people carrying guns. So
there have been people who volunteered.
Yes.
Not teachers or
just that want to help serve, protect the Delta County students.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. And are those primarily retired folks? Or?
Retired veterans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of good to hear that.
We're talking with Cindy Roller, who is the editor of the Cooper Review. And Cindy brought a guest.
I did. I brought Carmen Cheshire. She's our Cooper-renowned flipper. She flips houses, and she does a little bit of everything. She's everywhere and here and there, and she's making Cooper prettier. How about that?
Carmen, Carmen, welcome to the Blacklands Cafe.
Thank you.
Flipping, that's getting to be a popular occupation.
It is.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to you about that more so sometime. But what Carmen is here mainly to talk about is an event coming up Saturday, June 30th, the evening of June 30th. And this is called Cruising the Bricks. And this is not the first time you've done it, though.
No, this is will be our fourth event.
Describe this and kind of what the idea of it is.
Well, a friend of mine, Kevin Carter, and I talked briefly about putting some car show type thing event in Cooper just to have some activity in town on the weekends. So we decided the last Saturday of each month we would put together a car cruise, and we have live music. And this month we're introducing a farm and wares market and a free booth set up, and we are having a dunk tank, we're having a water slide, just several activities for all ages.
And this will be the fourth time you've done it?
Yes.
So how was the response the first three times?
Great. And we're every month we just seem to be growing.
I talked with Cindy about this before. This kind of goes back to the old tradition. It goes back to at least the 40s and 50s, and probably before that, from the time that cars were common.
Yes.
In rural areas, people would come to town on Saturday to socialize.
That's right.
And somehow we got away from that at some point when television came along, probably, and mm-hmm. air conditioning and things. But so you're kind of trying to bring that back.
Bring it back, yes.
We even cruised Dallas Avenue.
Yes, we had a fun time as kids. We would cruise the Y's, what we called the Y's, from the west side of town to the east side of town, and that's what we do during the intermission of the bands, is cruise the bricks.
So the cruising is part of, you invite classic cars,
yes.
but all cars,
yes.
but especially classic cars. And then the bricks refers to, of course, the historic bricks on the square.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what time does it start?
Well, this time we're doing the Farm and Wares Market. It starts at 4. The cars arrive at 5. And the band usually starts around 5. And
just keeps going until everybody's
you bet.
Had enough and ready to go home.
Yes.
Right? Okay, good.
And who are we going to dunk?
Mayor Darren Braddy this time.
Okay, very good. All right. Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review, and Carmen Chesser, house flipper and realtor in Cooper. And we've been talking about cruising the bricks coming up Saturday, June 30th. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.